Welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. I'm Carl Nathy, and this is the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Let's get you ready for the games, which will determine the teams who will advance to tomorrow's second semifinal. Earlier today, Great Crossing looked impressive in defeating Magoffin County in our first quarterfinal. The next quarterfinal went to Lyon County with a sound victory over Dare County. Great Crossing and Lyon County will do battle in Saturday's first half of the Final Four. Coming up in 15 minutes from now, a proud mountain team, the Harlan County Black Bears, will meet Campbell County High School from Northern Kentucky. Then at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central, a pair of squads from Louisville, Trinity and Evangel Christian, will face off in the last game of the quarterfinal round of this storied tournament. The winners will advance to the other semi tomorrow. It all culminates with the championship game Saturday evening at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central Time. The voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, will call the play-by-play of our first game tonight. Two-time Sweet 16 Finals competitor and twice member of Kentucky Wildcat National Championship teams, Cameron Mills, provides color and expert commentary. Greg visits with the respective head coaches for the Black Bears and the Camels coming up. You're tuned to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Campbell County coach is joining us, Brent Souter. You had an interesting game against Newport. You built that 12-point lead. They tie it at the end of three, and I thought you made some clutch plays down the stretch, a little 7-2 run, and then at the end, you wouldn't open the door. You hit four foul shots.
Yeah, I was really proud of our kids. They really kept their composure in a tough situation. I saw that game out, so that, I thought that really spoke to our character.
You start the season 11-2. In late January up to February 1st, you win 3 of 7, and since then you've won them all. Did anything change? Was there any light bulb that went off during that time?
I don't really think so. I think it was more of a, we had some guys ill during that time period, and I mean, we were playing some really good competition as well, but we got everybody healthy and just kept doing what we were doing and got it back rolling again. Hopefully we can keep it rolling tonight.
It's interesting. You lose
the school's all-time leading scorer, another 1,000-point scorer, but you come in with four seniors, three juniors, and you've had to have composure because you hit the three to win it in the regional final. You have a tight game last night, so you've been tested.
Yeah, we have been, and that's just kind of been the hallmark of our program. Everybody's always wondering, like, is this the year Campbell County's going to be down? And we just always have a group of guys ready to step up. They don't want to be that group that lets the program down, and they take that on with pride, and this group has really stepped up and made a name for themselves, which makes me extremely proud of them.
A lot of debate that kids should play more than one sport. You got your starting quarterback and two wide receivers on your basketball team. We saw that from Ashland. Yeah. Football guys that can play physical. You like that, don't you?
I love it. I love it. I love that our guys play multiple sports. We have some key components on the baseball team as well. So I think that's you're in high school, you should play them all. And those skills, like, transfer over. I mean, baseball, it's mano a mano. There's pressure situations. Football, our guys play in a lot of pressure situations in football, and that physicality that we can bring, all those sports work together. That's one good thing about Campbell County. All the coaches really support each other.
You've seen Trent Noah. You saw him in the opening round. Yeah. Good luck. What did you see, and how are you going to deal with him?
Well, I think to stop him, it's prayer and clean living or something, because that kid's special. I mean, there's a reason he's going to South Carolina. He's at all a three-level score. He's extremely physical. If you foul him, he's going to make both of them. So it's just it's a tough matchup, but it's one we're going to do our best to handle.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that is the coach, Campbell Kelly. We'll go to the other side and talk to the head coach of the Black Bears of Harlan County after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Kyle Jones is with us now, the coach of Harlan County. You had two big runs in the game, but once they cut it back to three, or in that 13-2 run before they cut it to three, Warren Central, man, you guys just bang, bang with Noah two threes, and then Hupp hit one, and then Noah hit a 15-footer. You guys just would not let him climb the mountain back.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little worried. They cut it to two once, actually, and we trust our guys and trust them to make plays, and they've done that all year, and hopefully they can do that tonight as well.
That was a huge three. When you didn't milk the clock, Noah just went up and stroked it. Do you give him that green light and trust him?
Well, we was actually, at one point, I felt like with about 4 minutes, I turned to my assistants, and I was like, hey, you know, maybe let's try to run some clock here. And then we turned it over, and I said, heck, let's just let them play. they got here and just let them enjoy their stuff and play. And then, you know, that's a set that we run out of inbounds where it's, you know, it's got two options. It's a lob to him or he comes off a double stagger. So, you know, he picked that one. I'm glad he did.
And you also shot foul shots. Well, the funny thing was, it's probably not funny to you, was Trent Noah, your best foul shooter, missed the two.
Yeah. Yeah, he's shooting around 90% for the year. And, you know, he plays so many minutes for us and then does so many things. So, you know, he sometimes probably it's okay to me if he gets a little tired.
Let's talk about the MO of these two teams in the sense that your guys have played together since maybe elementary school. Mm-hmm. Same thing for Campbell County. Yeah. They've got those three guys. They're all veterans, yeah, all double-figure scorers. So mm-hmm. you're going to kind of face, when you look in the mirror, a team that knows each other really well.
Yeah, I was really impressed with them last night. I haven't seen them a lot, you know, because they're in the northern part of the state. But I knew they got a really good program. You know, any team that's won 14 or 15 games in a row, you know they got to be solid and well-coached. And really impressed with how they really make you defend and, you know, get in the paint and want you to draw help, and then they can kick, and they got shooters around them. So, but, you know, it is. You said, like, I'm sure they're the same way. Our kids has played together since childhood, so it's probably a dream for both of us to be here, honestly.
Final question, physicality. They have their starting quarterback and two wide receivers on the football team. Football guys can be physical. Are you concerned about the physicality of this game?
Well, we talked to our kids about that you know, they're not as big as Warren Central. We was worried about the glass with Warren Central, and, you know, we told them this is a different kind of a challenge on the glass. You know, they're going to push and beat and bang. You know, we just got to give some resistance.
All right, good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right, that's Kyle Jones. We'll have more after this. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Harlan County, the Black Bears, out of Region 13, 32-4 against Campbell County, the Camels, out of Region 10 at 27-6. The winner goes into the second semifinal tomorrow against the winner of Trinity and Evangel Christian later tonight. Already great crossing in Lyon County.
are in semifinal game number one. Greg Stottlemyre with a call alongside his Camera Mills. Let's meet the Clark's Pump and Chop starting lineups. First of all, for the Camels, two guards, a center and a forward. The guards are Brock Sorgenfrey. He averages a 12.7 per game clip, and he had 12 in the opening round win. Also at guard is Garen Jackson. He had 11-6 the other night, his average 11.6 of the year. The post is Connor Weinel, 15.7 and 10 rebounds, averages a double-double. The 6'4 senior leads them with the double-double in both categories. The two forwards are Cole Johnson, averaging 6.8 points a game, and Nathan Smith, averaging 5.1. The Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups for the three-guard, two-forward lineup of Harlan County is led by their shooting guard, Trent Noah. Number four all-time scorer in the state of Kentucky, averages a double-double. Third in the state in scoring at 29.7. Leads him in rebounding, 25th in the state at 10.5. His cousin Maddox Huff is a 17.6, averaging second leading score guy. He's a 6'2 junior. He'll play the point. Third guard is Reggie Cottrell, a 6'2 guard, averaging 8.8, third on the team. The two forwards are Caleb Johnson and J.C. Carter, who averages 8.6, and those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game from Cameron Mills. What do you have, Cameron?
Well, I think it's obvious for Harlan County. I mean, obviously you go with Trent Noah leading the team in points and rebounding all year, and in the first round game, 35-11. So he certainly wanted to stop, though not a one-man team. But Campbell County, after calling their game last night against Newport, Newport came out just dominant in the first few minutes of the game, but Campbell County was steady throughout all 32, and because of that was able to come away with the victory. So key for them is to do the same thing. Stay steady. If Harlan County or Trent Noah gets off early and goes on a run, stay steady and continue staying their offense. And for Harlan County, just do what they did exactly against Warren Central, a perennial Sweet 16 team that I don't know if a lot of people expected to make an early exit to this Harlan County team, but they are in the second round nonetheless.
That's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in the broadcast, and we will name them. Before we tip, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Stripes and whistles tonight. Jamie and Bailey, the referee. The umpires are Marty Gibson and Tyler Wimsett. The alternate is James Johns. Harlan County, the Black Bears, come out in the white uniforms with red and black stripes. Campbell County will be in the black with gold and purple stripes. Campbell County coming in with 13 wins in a row. Harlan County with 11 wins in a row. Harlan County beat Corbin in the regional championship by 14. It was that buzzer beating three to beat Harrison County in region number 10. And of course, last night, as we talked about, both teams getting wins. And both were tested, especially the 43-40 win for Campbell County over Newport out of the same county, different region. 67-59 over Warren Central, even though the Dragons made it close after being down double digits. Tap goes to Harlan County into the hands of Maddox Huff, their point guard. Huff angles to the left of the keyhole, back top of the key to the big guy Carter. J.C. Carter misses. Long kicking rebound as threes off and due. Noah could not collect. And now Campbell County will get their first chance.
Campbell County plays a very patient, deliberate defense. Locks you down very, very well, especially against the height of Newport that they gave up last night.
Last night, Newport shot 36.7% and just 2 of 13 in the second quarter, where Campbell County turned the tide. Top of the key and driving into the lane. Puts the brakes on Weinel. Now they'll retreat it out high and around to the right side. Into the hands of Cole Johnson. Johnson handoff, Weinel to the goal. Flip and fire, miss. Rebound, Smith. Clear it out, try it again. Left side of the lane, Jackson. Jackson wheels his way to the blue paint. Backs it away into the left side corner, Sorgenfrey. Now round to the right. Still very patient, Jackson.
Skip pass to the left side out of the near corner. It's good for the three, and Nathan Smith.
Well, I mentioned Campbell County's patience on defense. They'll do it on offense, too. They will run 2 minutes of offense without forcing it to try to get the shot they want.
Smith was 0 for 3 from the field, missed two threes last night. First field goal cut down low, catch, turn, bank from six, no huff. Offensive rebound, but he falls down. They'll call a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Campbell County.
Mentioned Maddox Huff as well. As far as Harlan County, like I said, it's not just Trent Noah, one-man show. Maddox Huff with 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists last night, and 3 of 11 from the field. All 3 of those shots were three-pointers.
They're a dynamic duo, score 62% of their points, take collectively 31 shots between them, running one-hand 15-footer will not fall for Sorkin Fry. 3-0 Campbell County. They play defense. Foul line, Noah, fall away from 14, missed it back iron. Rebound by Garen Jackson, second leading rebounder at 4.7 a game. Motors his way with a right-handed dribble to forecourt, crossover dribble left side. End of the quarter, they go to Johnson, back up top and around left. Now Jackson. Patience is Campbell County's calling card. Right wing to Smith. Smith will drive in through the paint to the left, bank and score.
Thought he even got maybe fouled there as well, but a great job just sprinting down the lane.
Deep three, Noah. Hello, welcome to the party. Trent Noah, he had 35 last night. He is a great shooter.
Even the possession before that, I love the way he created space by that little fadeaway jump shot around 12 feet. But you've got to guard him the moment he picks up half court or crosses half court.
Headed to South Carolina next year. Almost a walk, put the dribble down and tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Reggie Cottrell. The bench that Harlan County occupied wanted a walk on Sorkin Fry.
I think his tiptoe stayed on the ground. It's technically still his pivot foot.
Somebody got to tie his shoes, so the official patiently waiting. And Noah's shoe has been laced back up, and the inbounds coming for Campbell County. They lead by 3. Inbounds to the foul line. Jackson, clear it out right side. Weinel. Weinel around left through a teammate. Now to Johnson. Johnson drives in, and Noah pins it at the top of the jump. He is 6'6", and he is 215 pounds, and he is physical. Step back 3. 2 for 2.
Got a little ball handling in him, too, doesn't he, for 6'6"?
8-3. You can see why he's a Power 5 recruit.
A critical coach would have looked at that play and say, yeah, you nice dribbles, but you didn't go anywhere. Well, he didn't need to. He drilled a 3.
Stop and go dribble on the run into the lane. Good by Garen Jackson with an answer, who had 11 last night. 7-6 make it. They must have given a 2 on that last shot because the scoreboard says 7-6 now. Oh, no, I'm right. It was the other way around. 7-6 Campbell County after the Harlan score. My bad. 4:38, quickly running to forecourt. Jackson deep. Out, he got it to a teammate. The miss there by Sorkin Fry. Has missed a pair. Defensive rebound and give it off to Noah. Trent Noah comes head of the key. Throws it over to the right wing. Look for Caleb Johnson. Back left, no. Offensive rebound. Cottrell wheels to the goal. Misses. Got a touch on it. Got it back. Turns one more time, in and out. Well, he can't get a break. Rebound Huff. How about one more? How about a fourth offensive rebound? Reverse go. And finally, they get a defensive board pulled out of there by Weinel. And a chance for Campbell County to extend the 7-6 lead. Banks on the, off the backboard, no good. Offensive rebound clear out. Jackson to a shooter from the deep. And it's missed by Weinel straight away. How about this hectic pace?
Going back and forth, back and forth. Officials letting him play a little bit, too.
3:52 to go in the first quarter of play. Campbell County 7-6 over Harlan. Both of the points are three-pointers out of left quarter by Noah. This time, Campbell County got Sorkin Fry. Hit the three. They get the steal. Missed the shot on the steal at the goal by Jackson. A follow tip will not fall. And a little bit of a breather there for Harlan County. They were down 10-6 and almost went 12-6. Now Harlan County. Huff. Huff bounces it high right to Noah. Back to his cousin. And they played the high-low game.
Not only the high-low game, but a great little ball went in to Noah. Noah set the screen with the ball as he just rubbed right off of him and found his cousin down in the low post for the layup.
10-8. Live close to each other. You know, they've been playing since elementary school together. Both of these teams know each other like the back of their hand. Their teammates, right wing three, will not fall. Down off the wing a little bit by Johnson. Defensive rebound for the white-headed man on. Here comes Hupp. Wheels a pass down low to Noah. Working low block right, turning, squaring from 10. Yes.
Again, that fadeaway. Noah's got it. That's the Jordan fadeaway, the Kobe fadeaway. Basically, the whole NBA right now, that's how they play. And Noah's got it 6-6. It's almost unblockable.
One tie, one lead switch. Tied at 10, 2:38. And a frenetic first quarter of play. Here is Jackson running to the lane. He hits from 10.
But Campbell County's not going anywhere.
12-10 Campbell County. It's the Campbells play defense. Hand off to Hupp. Point guard calls the play with a left hand. Puts a finger up. Dribbles right hand, bounce to Noah, turn face, now back to the basket, working. Follow away, 16-footer, swish again. He's already to double figures. Trent Noah is 4 of 5 from the field. We're tied at 2 dozen. He is a silky smooth shooter. Right side, turning on the gas. Weinfeld goes to the goal, and Weinfeld could not get the shot, hit the bottom of the backboard. They will call the foul on J.C. Carter as we take a break. 12-12, a tick under 2 minutes in the first quarter on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. Well, attendance has been very good for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We've had two sessions of over 14,000 people in attendance. In fact, earlier today, the 11 a.m. Eastern and 1:30 p.m. Eastern games drew just shy of 15,000 people. So, very good start for the Sweet 16. Greg?
Mirror image stats here, tied at 12-5 of 14, Hardland County, 2-5, 3-5 of 13, 2-5 from 3 for Campbell County. And that was the first foul shot of the game, and it's a misfire of the two he'll have for Connor Weinel. Number 25 of the baseball team, the second battling its way down for his first point.
Said a few minutes ago, it looked like the officials were letting him play. I'm not sure that's what Harlan County wants. Just looking at their last game against Warren Central, 17 of 19 as a team from the foul line.
And the third best leading scorer right there in the lane, Noah, missed his second shot. He was the only guy to miss foul shots, and he makes the steal. He'll go up. Dunk it! Oh, man, he's played a whale of a game here in the first half. In the first quarter, he has 12. Does a little bit of everything. Smith, around left side. They come back out. Walking wing, getting the catch is Garen Jackson. He's the floor general. Goes around left side. He was a sixth grader. Was Jackson. His brother, Kason, was on the team that made the semifinals of the state tournament in 2019, got ousted by Trinity and David Johnson, who won it all. Here comes the drive to the goal, the bank, the score by Jackson, and that was a Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Hupp tries the three, missed the shot. He's 1 for 6 from the field. 15-14 Campbell County. Float fire the lane on a good feed from the left baseline, and Weinfeld hits it.
Hupp not exactly burning it up. He didn't shoot well in the first round game either. He did hit all of his threes, but wound up missing 8 total shots and sluggish here as he's shooting this first half.
Up going inside, got trapped, hit the bottom of the backboard. He's forcing things right now a little bit. And he did a little bit early in the game last night. Huff and Noah, their dynamic duo, 62% of the points, 62% of the three-point makes.
I think you're exactly right. The last two possessions in particular, Huff taking a couple of bad shots.
Down to 7 seconds, first quarter. Looking for the shot. Jackson drive, bank, miss. Oh, it went off the lip of the rim. Here's a three-quarter court heave that went just left of the basket. And after one, it's Campbell County leading Harlan County in a tight one, 17-14. Glad you're along here on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Repair Stockyards has an extra special sale going on this Saturday at 1 p.m. It's the Genetic Advantage Bull Sale. That's the Genetic Advantage Bull Sale this Saturday at 1 p.m. Along with this special sale, the Repair Stockyards will sell 10 open polled Hereford heifers and 160 commercial cows with calves on the side. It all happens this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Repair Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Repair Stockyards, 1120 Lewisburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
You.
Greg Stollemeyer, Cameron Mills, courtside here as we go to the second quarter. Harlan County down 17-14. Stats about even here. Dangerous bounce pass by Huff, and then he comes back and fouls as he tried to force a bounce to Noah, and it was well read by the Campbell County defense. You're not going to get away with that against the way Campbell County plays defense.
Well, not only that, but, you know, Huff with the turnover and then compounding it, and I get the instinct you want to try to make up for that mistake. It's the great sport of basketball, but you don't want to foul 60 feet from the basket.
Only three turnovers on them, one on Campbell County of the ball and a three-point lead. Top of the key. Jackson feeds it left side, three ball up, no good by Smith. Defensive rebound, Huff, he flipped it over his ear, up to Noah, who drove to the goal through double-team traffic, scored it, and he's going to the line for his 15th point already as he brings his team within one.
And oddly enough, the most impressive thing about that entire play was that he went up with his left hand.
Ward leads, which is two ties.
Against two defenders, as you said.
One of the best foul shooters in the state, Splash. He has 15. He has now hit 50 points in a quarter, in five quarters, and 32 extra seconds. I mean, that is high-level basketball. He doesn't force anything.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he doesn't have to. Again, he's 6'6". He's got that great fadeaway. And, of course, you know, to make a shot, it doesn't look like you're forcing it anyway.
Trent Noah scored 15 of their 17 in a 17-all game. Drive in around Noah and a teammate. And a layup up and good. And it was by Zach Franzen who came in at the quarter break for his first appearance on the court. Noah, ball above head, looking. Goes left side, Johnson. Caleb Johnson underhand to Cottrell. Cottrell throws it to Huff, and they got an undercut. One of those didn't really mean to do anything, but I'm there and I tripped the other guy. Yeah. I'm going to get a foul for it. You have to call it, and it's going to be on Franz who just entered the game.
Great job by Franz in that time. Got the foul there on this end, but down here, drove the baseline, little pump fake, and still was able to go up strong with Noah around and put it in.
Now Sorgan Fry checks in or checks out, and they make the steal. And Jackson goes coast to coast for the lay-in. So Fancher's in, Sorgan Fry out. And another turnover by Hartland County. It's kind of bit them here a little bit tonight. They made four. 21-17 Campbell County. Left wing three, Carter. Passed it up. Got it out to Noah because he does that. He drilled it again. Trent Noah, 3 for 3 from deep, and he has 18 of their 20.
Well, Campbell County, again, the consistency. They play offense and defense. And up, again, was up four just a moment ago. But, again, with Noah, just the ability for him to rise and shoot those threes from deep.
21-20, Campbell County. Pump fake left. Francis has just come in, the 6'1 junior. Sneak it out. High right. With the ball, Jackson. Karen Jackson over left side. Smith into the lane. Kick it left corner, Franson. He'll put up the three. Where's four? But he scores three. He has five.
Franson coming quick off the bench with 5 points.
Quickly the other way into the lane, and Huff draws a foul. Going to get it on Franson. That'll be the second on Franson.
You go back and look at some of Trent Noah's shots in this game, the three-point shots in particular. They're not open shots, but they're open because of his ability. I mean, his ability to rise, his height. I mean, he is shooting confidently from three-point, from, well, overall, but certainly from the three-point line.
Foul shot good. He has 18 of their 20 points.
It's funny, watching him play, Huff has struggled, but watching him play, and you get the feeling, well, Harlan County's up. But, no, again, back to the consistency, the fundamentals of Campbell County.
Huff hit the first, missed the second, so he has the other three. Defensive rebound pulled down by Garen Jackson. Off to the right wing. Three missed by Fancher. Offensive rebound. Retool it into the left corner. Smith, yes.
Offensive rebound. One pass out to the top of the key. One pass to the corner for the open three.
High-level basketball.
It is.
And these two teams, again, guys have been playing together, both teams, since elementary school, and you can see it. Noah, fancy. Step back three. He kind of forced that one a little bit.
Well, to be honest, he's kind of forced all of his threes, but he's just made all of them but that one.
Yeah, because that's the way he is. Playing like Cameron Mills, right?
No. I never had that green light.
Drive down the lane. Long antelope layup missed by Smith now. A pickup of the pivot foot as they were thinking about a three with Reggie Cottrell. And when he got in that area where you delay, what am I going to do? The pivot foot picked up, and they have now committed 6 turnovers for this quarter.
Yep, 6 turnovers.
Biggest lead of the day right now at 6 for Campbell County, 27-21. They'll get the winner of the Trinity Evangel Christian later tonight in the second game tomorrow in the semis. Good pass through the lane, but forced under the goal, so rather than shoot, Weinfeld will bring it over to Jackson. Now out top and back to Jackson. Off Smith, they are such a good passing team. Sharing the leather. 4:44, first half, they lead by 6. Deep 3. Off the right by Jackson, no good. Noah the rebound. What else could he do? He could board. He's their leading rebounder, leading scorer, double-double guy. Little shake, little bake between the legs. Works his way, top of the keel. Muscles his way in, turns from 8. Front rim, no. He missed the last two. Defensive rebound of the tie-up. Rebound went into the hands of J.C. Carter, and he got tied up. Possession arrow will give it back to Campbell County. They lead by 6 as starter Brock Sorgenfrey checks back in, and the first breather for Cole Johnson.
Sorgenfrey is one to watch. He started slow, 1 of 2 from the three-point line, 1 of 4 overall, but he can put shots up in a quick fashion. But again, because of just the slow, steady pace and consistency and fundamentals, and just they don't rush anything, Campbell County.
Sorgenfrey had 24 in the regional semifinal. 8 of 16 from the field, 4 of 8 from three-point range. 5 of 9 in tournament game, 1 from the field. Shifting his way on a run to the baseline, Jackson, bank, and score. That was another right-way auto glass off the glass shot. Boy, they are well-oiled, aren't they?
Absolutely, and again, everybody getting involved offensively for Campbell County on the scoring.
12-4 run to lead by 8. Noah, baseline left, second field goal of the day. He has 5.
That was Huff actually did
Huff,
that
yeah,
one in.
Thank you.
Huff needed that one. Hopefully that can get him going.
Huff, the cousin of Trent Noah. Chemistry between those two since grade school. And Huff that time with a second field goal. Around to the right goes Smith. Smith will now bring it back left. Off to Jackson. Jackson, who's kind of their quarterback, goes left side. Got it back. Foul line lane. Kick it left side. Smith missed the three. Rebound all Noah. Noah now already with, that's just his second rebound. Huff has six. Huff from the foul line, too long. Long kicking rebound, defensive board, and on the run comes Rhino, but he threw it away in transition. Stolen by Noah, steps into a three. Swish again. He has 21. And we're down to the 250 mark of the first half.
I think I might have been able to tell you that was going to be a three going up the moment he got the steal at three-quarter court.
29-26. He's been impressive in this tournament. And he is climbing up the scoring ladder in the state. Number four all time, and they throw it away out on the left wing. A little bit of miscommunication there. It's only the third turnover for Campbell County. Three-point deficit. Harlan County the ball. Would we return here? And we go down to the baseline. We've got Carl Nathy down there somewhere. Hello, Carl.
And we're pleased to be joined by Dr. Miriam Bensalem-Owen, Medical Director of the Epilepsy Program. She's been at UK Healthcare for more than 20 years. And Dr. Bensalem-Owen, first of all, explain what is epilepsy.
Good afternoon. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to speak about epilepsy and what my colleagues and I at the University of Kentucky do. So epilepsy is a neurological condition. It's a condition affecting the brain and can affect anyone at any time. Pretty much the condition is having a brain, and it is the result of seizures, the result of an excited brain, and it can recurrent seizures can lead to a diagnosis of epilepsy. So if someone has more than two seizures in a lifetime, they have epilepsy by definition.
Now, if someone is having a bout with epilepsy, they're having a seizure, and they're not under a doctor's care, what's the first step they should take?
Well, the first step is to make an appointment. Frequently, patients end up in the emergency room. That's a level one of care. But if they're seen by a neurologist, it becomes level two of care. And then there is a level three and level four of care for epilepsy that is provided in centers like the University of Kentucky.
Epilepsy can't always be managed by common medications. What are some of the options?
Well, so about 30% of patients with epilepsy cannot be well controlled with medications, and these may benefit from epilepsy surgery or certain management like ketogenic diet or, you know, receive diet therapy or neurostimulation with devices.
All right, Dr. Bensalem-Owen, Miriam Bensalem-Owen, UK Healthcare, Director of the Epilepsy Program. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, sir. Thank you.
Down in the corner, they bring it back up to Noah, who has 21 of their 26. Cut an eight-point lead down to three, 2:13 first half. Huff backing down to the block high, turn into a double team. Somebody's out there, Cottrell, for the tie. Back higher, though. Kicks to the foul line, defensive board, Jackson, and he's running. Head of the key goes left side to the corner. This is Johnson, back to Jackson. Garen Jackson. Number 14 on the football field, wide receiver, defensive back. He said it was a dream to win the regional tournament on a buzzer beater over Harrison County. Left side three for the lefty. No good by Fancher. And another chance to get within one or tie. Here comes Huff. Huff stop and go dribble, foul line right. Outside the lane to the blue paint. Turns from 13, one-point game.
Same move Huff made on the last possession, except he got stuck over there with his back to the basket, and no one from Harlan County was moving. Nobody moving without the ball. They were expecting to go up with it. That time he did.
Huff's had two triple-doubles this year, and he's done a good job of the boards as well. 7.6 rebounds, and now a one-point game from 8. 8-3, making a four-point game. And down it goes. You had warned us. Sorgen Fry, a second three. He can heat it up. Boy, this has been a high-level back-and-forth game. Noah, round the rim and out. He's now 8 of 13 from the field. 47 seconds. Feet it left in transition. The assist by Sorgen Fry. The trifecta from Xavier Fancher. And like that, back to a 7-point game from 1. Went to 8. Down to 1, back to 7, back and forth we go, half minute in a frenetic, exciting first half.
Well, so much of this game is just about how you handle runs like this, how you put a stop to them, how you go on your own. Are you able to go on your own? Campbell County, had the run that Harlan County put on him, got back in this game, only down 1, and now they've extended immediately to 7.
Here we go, 11 seconds to go, high post bounce. Now Noah back to Huff, Huff turns, looking. Looking, cutter. Cottrell got it, missed the layup with a second to go. Camotelli shuts the door defensively and will take a seven-point lead over Harrison County to the locker room in a game of four lead switches. And Carl Nathan will track down the Campbell County head coach. Carl?
All right, we are here with the Campbell County head coach, Brent Sauter. First half, you're up 35-28, but it didn't come easy.
No, it definitely didn't. Noah's a heck of a player. We got to figure something out there. We let him get in a rhythm. But we just got to keep executing, keep working hard.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Brent Sauter, the head coach of the Campbell County Camels, the champions of Region 10, as they're trying to earn their way into the semifinals. And Harlan County trying to do the same thing. The Region 16 champs, 35-28, Campbell County leads at halftime. We'll be back. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Back live at Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center, our halftime score, Campbell County 35, Harlan County 28. Dick Gabriel is going to join us in just a moment. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half is Maddox Huff of Harlan County High School. He has six rebounds to lead that category. Looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That from the Kentucky Beef Council. It is a pleasure to welcome a longtime friend and colleague, Dick Gabriel, who has been in the broadcasting business. Well, you started out in sports journalism when you were at the University of Kentucky with a colonel, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I stumbled into a job with the campus radio station, so I balanced both. And when I got out of school, thankfully, the best opportunity was in broadcasting, and I've had a lot of fun, just like you.
Yeah, right.
You are my role model.
Oh, yeah.
My mentor.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, anyway. Long time at WKYT, retired from that, but by no means retired from active sportscasting. For one thing, we know you on the UK network powered by JMI Sports, the sideline reporter for all the football radio broadcasts that go across the state and beyond. You've been on the SEC network. You've done other things for radio. You have your own radio program in Lexington,
right,
which... Tell us about the Big Blue Insider.
Big Blue Insider airs a shameless plug on WLAP AM Monday through Friday, 6 to 8. And unfortunately, right now, because of the lack of manpower at the station, it's pre-recorded earlier in the day, but that just means I get to interview a lot of really interesting people. And just recently, Rex Chapman came by the garage and told us about his book. It was fascinating. So, yeah, it's something I've done. Gosh, we started doing that show in 07, Carl, so it's been a little while. But, I mean, I had done talk radio. I actually put, believe it or not, here, how old am I? The first sports talk radio show on the air in Lexington in 1980.
Wow.
I was a mere child.
Well, yeah, you started when you were 8 years old. Dick, seriously, though, one of the things I want to talk to you about is just the Sweet 16. You've covered this, and you've been here. You're here tonight. What about the Sweet 16?
Well, I love it, and I'm so fortunate because the last couple of years, the UK baseball schedule has allowed me. They're on the road this week just like they were last year, so I got to come back to the Sweet 16. It is so great. And my very first job with WVLK right across the street, I got to cover the Sweet 16. Back then it was back and forth, you might recall. I don't even know if you were here.
Yep.
Lexington and Louisville.
Yep.
And then it just kind of settled in here. But one of my favorite memories was the 79 when Lafayette won it. And it basically, I think, saved the Sweet 16 because you remember the crowds that were here. And it wasn't bad at Freedom Hall. I mean, that's my hometown. But then in 81 was when Mason County came for the first time in forever, and Virgie with Todd May, and their people were hanging from the rafters in this building. It was one of the greatest sights I've ever seen. So, I don't know, Carl. You know, you've covered a million of these.
Well,
it's just so
not
special.
As many as you. But Dick Gabriel is our guest. We're going to continue our halftime score. Campbell County, 35. Harlan County, 28. More coming up on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel.
Back here at the 2024 UK Healthcare KHS AA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Campbell County leading Harlan County by 7 at halftime. There's one more game coming up tonight. It'll be Trinity of Louisville and Evangel Christian, and Dick Gabriel smiling. He's got his Green Shamrocks sweatshirt on.
Yes, sir.
Trinity, you're a graduate.
Yes, sir.
Quickly on that one, who do you predict will win that game?
Well, you know, Carl.
Going for
Shamrocks are lucky, but we don't need the luck. Dewey Tom Stevens.
Our executive producer also hails from that neck of the woods.
Fine gentleman.
Hey, yes. back to the discussion at hand, and that is UK. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about UK sports.
Yeah.
Right now, you got a situation where the basketball team, the men's basketball team, was fun to watch this year, but it didn't end the way anybody wanted it to.
No. And it was interesting how many of the national talking heads had Kentucky going to the Elite Eight Final Four title game. We who cover the team and watch the team, we're around it. We see all the games, so we were much more skeptical given the problems they had defensively. But I think everybody, for the most part, I'd say 90% of the people I knew expected at least the Sweet 16. But, buddy, did they run into a hot hand in Oakland. Kentucky had a tough shooting night, but they were stymied, I think, in large part by that matchup zone that Oakland ran, and for whatever reason had a hard time, almost impossible time, covering Gerlach. So he is now a folk hero in the NCAA tournament, and now the Big Blue Nation is so angry and upset with John Calipari. Carl, it's like, I mean, even after the St. Peter's loss, this is like nothing I've ever encountered.
Well, I'll have to see what happens, but Dick Gabriel, I thank you for taking time out being with us. All right, Dick Gabriel's been our guest at halftime. 35-28, Harlan County leading, 35-28, Campbell County leading Harlan County by 7. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. And we will continue. This is the Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Just moments away from the second half, we're with Harlan County High School Black Bears coach Kyle Jones. Kyle, what have you got to do in the second half? You got a 7-point deficit. It's been a good ball game.
We're just a little disappointed with our defensive effort right now. We knew coming in that we had to keep number 15 out of the paint, and he's killing us right now. That's their whole offense, him coming off ball screens and making plays for other people. Got to keep him out of the paint. We got to do what we do. We're not getting out in transition. We got to have more guys get on the board other than Trent as well.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Kyle Jones, the head coach of the Harlan County High School Black Bears. Our score is Campbell County 35, Harlan County 28. And we go back for the second half. The voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, and the two-time national champion player for the Kentucky Wildcats, Cameron Mills. Guys, it's all yours.
Well, to amplify on what Coach Jones said, Campbell County has defeated his team in second chance points 9-0, and they've won the bench 8-0 because Harlan County has gotten only two of their six players in the scoring column. Now, granted, Trent Noah had 18 of the first 20 and 21 of the 28. They scored. His cousin Maddox Huff, the other 7 on 3 of 9 shooting. While Noah goes 8 of 13, 4 of 5 from 3, 1 of 1 for the foul line. And he missed his last two shots. Meanwhile, six players of the eight who have played for Campbell County, anywhere from 3 to 10 points, led by the 10 of Jackson. Before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call 811, Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. What do you think this game's going to turn? Second half, Cameron.
Well, just watching Campbell County, the way they played Newport last night, I feel like their consistency is what's going to keep them, I want to say in the lead, obviously, in the game. But, look, you can't discount what Harlan County can do with Trent Noah and even Huff. If Huff can get going, it may be a two-man team right now for Harlan County, but it's a dangerous two-man team. So the way Noah shoots those threes with such confidence, I mean, he can put together a lot of points on the board quickly. See if they can get some stops down here against Campbell County.
Though. Scored 57 in a game and a half already. And Noah feeds it down low to the big guy turning with a half hook. Missed by Carter. Offensive rebound, Huff. Body contact miss. Carter rebound. And there you go. Two on the board. And that is their first second chance bucket of the day.
That's also Huff's. He missed the putback. That's his seventh rebound for this game.
First two for Carter. Closes the game down to 35-30. Campbell County, they've got the ball in the black uniforms. Out of region 10, right wing 3, third of the night for Brock Sorgenfrey.
Again, he just finds himself open on the court. His teammates also find him, and he just drills those threes.
8-point lead equal their biggest of the night. High left, Caleb Johnson. Over to Huff, picks up the dribble, handoff to Cottrell. Cottrell threw it away, hit the basket stanchion, tried to see Johnson, hoped he would cut to it, didn't, and a turnover, and that's been another problem for Harlan County. They have now made 7 compared to forcing 3.
Harlan County picking up, it looks like a 1-2-2, see if they wind up trapping the ball when it comes across half court.
Tried, but didn't get it, and you've got the shooter out on the right wing, but Cole Johnson passes it up, has not scored tonight. Nice entry pass low. Back to Johnson. He still hasn't scored. Rebound by Noah, and they picked his pocket. Heads up play by Smith, but the shot won't fall. Noah again unable to get the rebound. By Smith, out to Jackson. Round left to Sorgenfrey, and he had it tipped out of bounds.
And Cottrell blocked it.
Cottrell with that headband on and that long hair.
Long, flowing hair.
Here we go. Inbounds left side, Jackson, Garen Jackson. You heard the coach talk, Coach Jones, about how they got to slow him down. Good feet inside, a walk. Good job by the official. Pivot foot came up, back down. Turnover, Smith.
You had that called for, the whistle blew.
Just that little 20, bunny hop there.
20-20 eyes of yours.
Give me a whistle. Now, you don't want me to have a whistle. And I know we don't want you to have a whistle.
No, I'd never take one.
Here comes four court. Noah gets it from Huff. Backs it away. Step back, hand in the face. Shot missed it. He's missed his last three. And that one with a hand in his face.
All right, we're in the third quarter, 5:57. Plenty of time. Obviously, Noah with a fantastic game, 21 points, 8 of 13, 4 of 5 from 3. But does he start pressing? Does he start worrying about having to put it all on his shoulders?
The bench of Harlan County exploded, thinking it should have been out to them. And now they are going to get out. What did he want there? I was missing what was going on.
Both coaches were yelling at officials.
Here's Noah out to Cottrell. Couldn't dial up the three. Got his own rebound. Gets knocked down. Called a travel on him. Knocked himself down. That's good hustle by Cottrell. Even though he came a long way to get that rebound off his own miss. Scoreboard says 38-40. Our stat monitor says 40-30. I don't think that's correct.
The stat monitor sometimes a few seconds behind, but it's still not updated.
Yeah, I mean, it's given an extra point to Campbell County. Scoreboard will follow 38-30. 5.5 to go in the third. Inside double team. Weinel. He's kind of been held down tonight. 3 points. Here's that guard, Jackson, throw it over to the right side. And the 4-3 of the night for Brock Sorgenfrey. He has a dozen. 41-30. And they throw it away in transition. Harlan County wilting as Sorgenfrey is heating up. 11-point lead, biggest of the night. First double-figure lead for Campbell County. Nearing the 5-minute mark of quarter number three. Handoff, come to meet it. Smith, turn it around the arc into Sorgenfrey in the deep right corner. Good closeout here on him. Back up top to the man that stirs the drink, and Garen Jackson, he's the point guard. Jackson works his way left, pick up the dribble, give it off to Smith, who twirls it to the baseline to Johnson. He's up and under, and good.
Great reverse layup that time. Went high off the glass.
43-30, 13-point lead for Campbell County. High right with the basketball, Napier. Off to Huff. Noah's got to get going. He's missed his last three. Muscling his way into the lane. Good dump low to a teammate. Hit the bottom of the rim twice. Second time he drew the foul as Caleb Johnson will go to the line for two.
That kind of answers my question from earlier. Would Noah start to press a little bit and put a lot more on his shoulders? He could have easily taken a 10 to 12 foot fadeaway jump shot right there, and I thought he was going to, but dumped it down at the last second to his teammate Johnson.
Foul shot good. That stops an 8-0 run by Campbell County. Makes it 43-31. Second one, front of the rim and over. And those are the first two for the 6'4 senior Johnson. Quickly in forecourt, down the left comes Johnson. Got it off to Jackson, who circles it in. They're just a well-oiled machine.
They really are. Harlan again picking up full court, and Campbell County made him pay. They broke it easily and got the easy bucket on the other end, practically in transition.
45-32, deep three, back heel no, off the miss, and he hadn't been able to get one to drop. J.C. Carter, he's 0 for 2. Cottrell's 0 for 2 from 3. Johnson's 0 for 1. Huff's 0 for 2. So you've got 4 for 6 from deep by Noah. The rest of the team a combined 0 for 7.
Well, again, they're picking up. They're pressing. See if they can get a turnover. But, again, Campbell County's a tough team to turn over.
45-32, Campbell County. Again, this time it wasn't Sorgenfrey. Who was it? Cole Johnson. And Campbell County rolling along 48-32. Time out of the court. We're back after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award goes to Scott Chalk, coach of the 2016 KHSAA State Champion Dunbar High School of Lexington and longtime executive director of the High School Basketball Association, the Coaches Association in Kentucky. Scott Chalk, our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award recipient.
And the man that brought a state championship to my beloved Dunbar Bulldogs.
48-32, Campbell County won this quarter 13-4. No field goals, just two foul shots made by Harlan County since the 7:42 mark when they cut the halftime lead to 5 to start it. We've got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be a hold defensively on Cole Johnson. No, it's on Nathan Smith. They're going to call it on Smith. He was in the neighborhood as well. Hardin County has not committed a foul this quarter. Campbell County has committed 2. Breakdown on defense.
And that's going back to what you said earlier about police players playing together for so long. That was just two guys looking at each other, eyeballing. Here's what we're going to do. I'm coming right to you out of this underneath out of bounds.
Noah got it from Huff, and he's up to his first 2 of this half, 23 on the day. And Sorgan Fry, who had hit 2 in this quarter, missed the 3. So let's see if they can make a comeback from what was a 16-point deficit. 48-34, Huff, tough one. Cottrell rebound tipped away and stolen away by the point guard, Garen Jackson, and he's running ahead of the key left. Goes off to Johnson, put it up, no, but he'll get the foul and go to the line as he had a collision with a waiting defender in Brody Napier, has come in for the first time. So we have a timeout on the court with 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the third. Campbell County trying to motor their way to the semifinals, up by 14 on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments.
Rex Stoltemeyer, Cameron Mills back as 2:54 to go in a quarter that has been owned by Campbell County. They lead 48-34. They were up 35-28 at halftime. And the first field goal was scored by Harlan County at 7:42. Since then, they've just had 4 points, a field goal, and a pair of foul shots. Here's Johnson at the line. His foul shot drained. Cole Johnson, 66% shooter. He had 3 in the opening game, 6 tonight.
It's been somewhat of a physical game, but as I said, officials early on were letting them play, continue to now. Harlan County, 4 of 5 from the foul line.
Both of them go. It's 50-34, make that. Up by 16 again. Johnson has 7. Good night for him. Huff tried to bounce it on a cut right of the lane. Cutting to the goal was Noah. It was kicked by a Campbell County defender. They have shut down a lot of passing lanes tonight, and they forced 11 turnovers and made only 4, and a points off an 11-7 lead. 50-34, they finally got the stat monitor correct for a moment. It's 50-36 as Noah went to the goal, scored. He has 25. He's now scored 60 in 2 tournament games. Right corner, catch, fake the shot, Johnson drive, kick it back out, Weinel. Weinel goes low, foul, as he gave the ball to his teammate Johnson, and Cole Johnson puts it in, and Johnson scored all 9 here in the third quarter.
You know, if I could say about Campbell County offense, I know I said a lot about defense and offensively, but they don't force a lot. You don't see a lot of bad shots. You don't see a lot of driving and kind of circus shots. They're always driving and looking for someone else to get the open one.
That is their 15th assist of the night on the 20 makes they've had. A foul shot missed. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Campbell County. Harlan will bring a starter, Reggie Cottrell, back in. See who they had Napier on the court for a little bit. He'll stay
Starter Caleb Johnson will go to the bench. 52-36, Campbell County, 2:12 in the third quarter. To the left side, holding, out to Huff. Good look at a three from Noah. Missed it. Cottrell tips the rebound to himself and puts it back up and in. That's the first two for Cottrell.
Easy way to get easy points is hit that offensive glass, tip it to yourself, get the easy basket down low. See if you can heat up from the outside as well.
After that Ado run, they've played toe-for-toe, trading baskets. Hand off, left side. Guy that really runs him, Jackson. One hands it out, high right to Franzen, who hit a three and goes to backcourt. And the ball stripped. Bodies hitting the court and out of the fray. Franzen got it under the opponent's basket. And did Cottrell come back and foul him?
Number one, I don't think, no, Cottrell didn't foul him. I think it was on Noah.
It was on Noah.
But Cottrell hit the floor at half court, knocked the ball loose, got up, wound up hitting the floor again down here at the free throw line, knocked the ball loose again, but Campbell County retains possession after the foul.
1:25 to go. Third quarter. Campbell County the ball. 52-38 lead. Fake left. Drive foul line Jackson. One-handed corner. Franzen goes in. Throws it up. Misses. But another offensive rebound stripped away. And it is stolen by Napier. And as he headed up forward court, he gets knocked down and fouled. And it's going to be on the guy that lost it in Franzen. It's getting a little helter-skelter out here in the latter part of the third quarter.
I think some of that, I think, is in due to Harlan County has come out since that last time out. They are playing with a little more energy, a little more, what, helter-skelter, is that what you said? A little more enthusiasm.
Urgency.
Defensively, urgency on rebounding as well.
Cottrell high right, free throw line extended, and Noah trying to heat it back up, backing to the lane, cut off, finds Cottrell. If they're going to double you, even triple you, give a dime to Cottrell. Back-to-back buckets, his first two, and it's down to 12. Remember, it was up to 15. Left side corner, Johnson. Johnson got it back from his teammate. Charge. Now Campbell County starting to feel the pressure.
Got three possessions in a row. Greg Harlan has turned over Campbell County.
That's Johnson with his foul, the first. Three fouls in Harlan County, four on Campbell. Down by a dozen. They get it down under single digits. They got a run here. They were down in this game 48-32. Down by 16. They've got it to 12. They were also down 50-34. So a little bit of a comeback here. The men outscored 17-12 this quarter. Campbell County won the first quarter 17-14, the second 18-14. Scores across the quarters, Cameron, very even.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm Harlan County, 42 seconds left, are they going to go for one shot here, or are they going to just take the easiest bucket that comes to them?
Noah spinning. There's the bucket all the way to the goal. It's down to 10. Noah has 27 in counting. You're never out of it with the way that guy plays. Been a good battle here. Sorgan tried to throw it away. Stolen by Huff to the goal. 8-point game. Here come the Black Bears.
So Harlan made the right decision. Took the easy two with 42 seconds left as the clock ticked. Got the turnover. Another easy two.
Eight in a row. Game on. 12 seconds to go. Tipped away, but getting it back. Jackson goes out left side to the shooter, and he drilled it again. Sorgan Fry. Fry it up. Three here in the third. From 30 under the goal. What an end of the third quarter of play. 55-44 Campbell County with eight to go in the quarters here at Rupp Arena on the Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The Perry Stockyards has an extra special sale going on this Saturday at 1 p.m. It's the Genetic Advantage Bull Sale. That's the Genetic Advantage Bull Sale this Saturday at 1 p.m. Along with this special sale, the Perry Stockyards will sell 10 open polled Hereford heifers and 160 commercial cows with calves on the side. It all happens this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Perry Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Perry Stockyards, 1120 Murfreesboro Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after-hours banking? They've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll go to the fourth quarter after this. 10-second identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Both teams 8-0 runs in that quarter. 16 down, cut it to 8 before the 3, the third of the night. 15-point Sorgan Frye basketball in the hands of the guy wearing 15. In Jackson, they go after the double. Sorgan Frye got it at half court, spins into the lane, scoops to the goal. Beautiful. 17, and he had 6 at halftime. 5 in a row by Sorgan Frye after they cut it down to 8. Feed the baseline, Noah. Turning, gets fouled. He'll have to go to the line to earn him. Here are Noah's totals tonight. 27 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover. And he's been on the court 24 minutes of the 26 we played. 11 of 17 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, and a 1 of 1 from the foul line. Team down 57-44.
I thought you were going to say those are Noah's notables. I would have applauded that.
Here's Noah, one of the best foul shooters in the state. He's the third leading scorer, third leading foul shooter at 89%. Oh, boy, that one rattled the iron and dropped. He has 28. He has closed within 6 points of tying Charlie Osborne from Flat Gap, Kentucky, for number 3 all-time in scoring in the state. Now he has 29. 57-46, Campbell County.
Harlan still in this full-court pressure. Now, here's what they're getting the turnovers, or they're getting this frenetic pace that they assumingly want Campbell County in. But what they are giving up are possible transition points. So if they can't get the turnover quick, they've got to get it secondary and get back on D.
And Jackson got it over left side to the left-handed shooter who misses in Fancher. Offensive rebound, and then they threw it to somebody in the second row.
I think he expected Fancher to be right back where he was when he took the shot.
The other thing Campbell County has done well tonight, they're getting out-rebounded by 2, but does that feel like that to you? They're getting the second-chance points.
Well, but a lot of it has to do with Huff. Huff, I think he's got more than 6. The stats we're looking at says he has 6 rebounds. I think he's got more than that now as he goes to work.
Huff drives into the lane, and then he dumped it to a guy right under the goal. Carter, when he pump-faked, Campbell fell back on his back, and they're going to call the foul on Fancher.
Well, yeah, it's 2 or 3 possessions, maybe not in a row, but maybe 2 out of the last 3 or 3 of the last 4 where Harlan County is getting to the foul line. I'm just going to remind everyone, the last game out against Warren Central, they were as a team 17 of 19 from the foul line.
Jinxton. Here comes one more as J.C. Carter, who had 8 the other night, sits at 2. One more for him. 64% shooter, the junior. Long look at it. Up it goes, and down it goes for a point. 57-47, Campbell County, and a timeout call. We'll take it with them. 7:06, get ready for the stretch run. 10-point lead, Campbell County, on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference.
If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Greg Stottlemyre, Camera Mills, sideline reporter Carl Dafey. Glad you're along with us from Rupp Arena, built 47 years ago. And good to have this tournament right back here in the heart of the Bluegrass. The 40th year at Rupp Arena, the 29th year in a row. And we've had great crowds bordering a couple of times, just under 15,000. We already know two teams in. Top game tomorrow in the semifinals. Great Crossing 36-1, Lyon County 34-3, Campbell County, Harlan County, and the winner of Trinity or Evangel Christian. Here comes Sorgan Fry with 17 tonight, his team by 10. The clock dips under 7 minutes. They've been ahead since that run in the first half, and this guy has been really good at the head of the key, Jackson. Now milking the clock a little bit to Fancher. They won last night in a different way. 43-40 over Newport. Down low on the block to Weinel. He's been quiet tonight. He had a big game last night. 26 in the regional finals. But Weinel, their leading scorer, with just three, none this half. Now they're milking clock. Here's Jackson making Harlan County work. Fancher, and they foul. Noah came out. That'll be his second foul.
Second foul. I'm not sure about the idea with 624 in this game.
Well, it's just the first foul. Remember, you get the 5-foot shot. Yeah, it's
but what I'm saying is, far, it looked like Campbell County was going to go, we're just going to stand out here and run clock.
They get it over to Sorkin Fry, and he missed one. He had missed, but he had a defensive rebound. He was 5 of 7 before that miss, now 5 of 8. They are now 10 of 25, 40%. Meanwhile, just 4 of 14 for Harlan County and 8 misses by the rest of the team, 4 of 6 for Noah, and a foul in backcourt on Sorgan Fry. A little too close. He's shaking his head. He didn't like the call.
But back to what something you said earlier about the assist, Campbell County with 15 assists in this game, and it has spread not just with one player, but about 4 or 5 of them.
Lost in the semifinals in 2019 to eventual champion Trinity, and a hold out on the wing trying to stay with a cutter, and it's whistled on Nason Smith. So on Smith, his second. They'll make it his third foul. Back into the lineup, Cole Johnson checking out will be reserve Xavier Fancher, who's a wide receiver on the football team. They have three guys to play football, the starting quarterback and two starting wide receivers. It's been to the goal by Huff. Well, that was a pretty move. Fake going top side, went to the baseline and scored. Huff now in double figures, down to an 8-point game. Cutting to the goal, dumping it off and throwing it away. On a bounce pass, Weinel, the turnover. Here comes Huff, and he's fouled by Sorgan Fry in transition, his second. Campbell County beginning to feel the pressure here.
Now going, that's going to be two shots.
Yeah, that's the fifth foul. Good catch there. This is throughout the tournament for the Jailbreaker Fast Break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, should be illegal. No more one-on-ones in high school basketball. Over the lip of the rim and in. Basket by Huff. He has a dozen.
I don't want to jinx him again, but again, 17-19 in their last game from the foul line. Maddox Huff, 6 of 6. Did not miss one.
Well, we saw Newport make a run back from being down. Got it tied after three. And then a 7-2 run in the game last night, and Campbell County able to hold on to beat Newport. Team just 16 miles away from them, even though in different regions. Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates that are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. Those are the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Getting interesting again.
Huffman cut this game to 6 points.
Biggest leads were 16 at 50-34 and at 52-36. It sits at 57-50 now. Huff's foul shot goes. It's been the Huff and Noah show. The Cousins have it down to a six-point game. 57-51. They've taken 10 off of it. Almost threw it away. Long arms of Sorgan Fry to reel it in on the pass from Smith. Back to Smith. Now Weidel. Hand off Sorgan Fry. Leaves his feet. Clears it out to the quarterback of the team, Garen Jackson. Turns the corner. Got around the defender, Noah, missed the shot, and a rebound by Huff. The Black Bears are roaring back, coming out of their den. 5:10 to go in the game. Big possession both ways here. Cottrell, top, Noah passed up a three, gets behind the line, shoots the three, no. Touching the rebound, but didn't collect it. Offensively, Carter, we come the other way.
That's one of those, if Carter had gone up with two hands and maybe collected that, he went up with one and just happened to tip it to a Campbell County player.
Three out of the corner, nobody spotted Nathan Smith camping on the court at the end of his own bench. Huge three, back up to nine. It could have been down to four. Noah, left side, Cottrell. Cottrell passing up the three. Went for a steal, didn't get it. Cottrell going to the baseline. Back up to the free throw line, extended, and they fouled it. Two shots for Cottrell coming. 67% shooter. We are muscling our way into what it proves to be an exciting fourth quarter with chocolate milk. Learn more about Nook's balanced nutrition. Visit thedairyalliance.com. Do you have those 13 essentials memorized?
I would assume chocolate milk has all 13 of those nutrients as well as white milk, right?
I did. I had a couple of cups last night. Back getting ready for this game. Foul shot no good by Cottrell. He has four. They were back-to-back field goals for the 6-2 player. We stay 9-point lead. Campbell County 60-51. 67-59 win last night over Warren Central by Harlan County. 3-point win over Newport for Campbell County. Second foul shot good by Cottrell. He has five. At a 30-second timeout, let's see, I think it did go to the bench of Harlan County. Adventure awaits in the hiking trails off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, the foothills of eastern Kentucky. The drive from Harlan County to Moorhead traverses 150 miles, and you can get to Moorhead from Campbell County High by driving 108 miles. Plan your next adventure at Moorhead.com. 60-52 for Campbell County. They lead by eight for a team that has the football starting quarterback and two top wide receivers on it, plus a baseball guy off the bench that hit 342 last year. What can Harlan County do? They play defense, long throw, but collected in behind the back Jackson. Dump it low, shoot over Noah, hang on the rim, no good on the miss by Fancher. That one wanted to go, but Noah collects the rebound, and he now has five into the lane. Bounce pass through the lane, caught out underneath, and Napier, good decision not to shoot it. They'll reset as we near the four-minute mark. Huff to the lane, found the bucket. He twisted his body and hit it.
This full-court pressure that Harlan County's been in since at least almost the full quarter now, it is giving Campbell County some problems, because if nothing else, it's rushing them down here on offense.
Called a foul on the inbounds. Huff thought he had it cleanly. Now they're not going to call it on him. I think they're going to call it on Cottrell instead. They will. I watched how Huff reacted. Thought maybe he thought they caught him. A total of 44 of the 54 for Harlan scored by the dynamic duo. But Noah here in the second half, just eight. Huff has eight as well in this half. Noah had 18 of the first 20.
Pressure's on Jackson. He's the guy that handles the ball to half court. And Weidel threw it off the body of a Harlan County player. They got it back at a Burt disaster. Over to Sorgenfrey down low. Foul by Cottrell. Shot no good by Weinel. And he's only had one field goal tonight. He'll go to the line.
And not a bad foul as far as you stopped the clock and you made sure, looked like Cottrell did anyway, that the shot didn't go in and you gave him the three-point play.
Connor Weinel, two shots, leading scorer on the year and leading rebounder. But tonight, he rolls in his second foul shot, fourth point. And on the boards, how's Weinel done on the boards? He has four. Their top rebounder with six is Johnson. Weinel in and out, back in. Everything magnifying as we go near the end. Three and a half to go. Down by eight. Here comes Huff into the lane. Jump stop move around the lane. Want to move down to six. Huff unstoppable. I should say Noah. And that is 31 for him the other way. Shot missed on the side of the backboard.
Just like that, that pressure, all of a sudden Campbell County's taking just maybe not ill-advised shots, but they're rushing their shots instead of sticking to that half-court offense.
Noah to Huff, three ball, too long, battle for the board, pulled down by Sorgenfrey, up ahead on the long kicking rebound to Weinel. Could have been down to a three-point game. Huff missed the three, and it pops back up to a 64-56 game. Noah, bang! Oh, my! He has 34, and he is now tied Charlie Osborne for number three all-time in scoring in the state of Kentucky. Charlie Osborne out of Flat Gap in 1956 as we go to Carlney.
All right, we're here with Lloyd Gardner, who along with the late, great Stan Harden, co-founded the King of the Bluegrass Tournament. You coached with Stan. Louisville Fairdale had a great basketball tradition. You were part of that. What about the King of the Bluegrass? You have a lot of teams that played in that this year that are here at the Sweet 16.
Yes, we have six teams that were in our tournament this year. Great Crossings, of course. Harlan went 3-1 in our tournament. We had Spencer County, Butler County. We had Trinity. We had Newport. So we had six teams represented out of the 16 in this year's state tournament. We're excited. We're going to have Harlan and Adair County, Butler County back next year, and some of these other teams.
Literally, folks, this is one of the best high school basketball tournaments, in-season tournaments, anywhere in the United States. And what keeps you, I guess it keeps you young to keep this thing going, right?
Well, I have to have something to do in the winter, so I work at the high school. I work 129 days. I love my job, and I'm constantly working on getting teams. I have 13 of the 14 Kentucky teams for next year. We also had Little Rock Central in our tournament. They won the state championship in Arkansas this year, so that tradition of great teams goes on.
I know you were very close friends with Stan Harden, and we just have a moment, but I so enjoyed getting to know him for about the last 10 years of his life and working with him on this network. Just a class act.
Well, we grew up together in Fairdale, Kentucky, and sorely miss him, but the memories live on.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Greg.
Five-point game, 2:39 to go. Harlan only has one timeout. That could hurt him. They've got it down. Throw over the defense. Sorgenfrey runs it off to a teammate. Miss, but Sorgenfrey the rebound after the miss by Fancher. Good leaping defense by Cottrell there. And a foul. It's called on a Harlan County player. And with 2:33 to go, foul shots coming. Campbell County clinging by five when we return to Rupp Arena on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free, and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Set everything up, 64-59, Campbell County by 5 over Harlan County. They've led for 27 minutes, 5 seconds. Game time for minute 44. Harlan's been behind most of the way, only ahead for 36 seconds. Three ties in this game, four lead switches. That was not a shooting foul. The foul was called on...
Was it Cottrell?
On Cottrell, I believe. Yeah. I think it may have been on somebody else. Doesn't matter. What's going to matter is, can they hold on with 2.5 to go, up by 5 at high right for Campbell County. Smith now off to their ball handler, Jackson. And they throw it to backcourt. Turnover. And Sorgan Fry will pick it up. And by the time he got it, it was all the way to the end line. So they're going to take it in under their own basket while Harlan can.
And remember that one time when they got the easy two just from the eye contact between Huff and Noah.
So Huff's going to trigger. Noah's standing right in the circle. He goes outside. They whip it to him. Takes the three, drives through traffic. Bump, bang, score! And he is now number 3 all-time in scoring in Kentucky, passing Charlie Osborne. Only Travis Perry in this tournament and in the semifinals, and the great King, Kelly Coleman, ahead of him. And it's down to a 3-point game.
Well, I don't know that that would ultimately matter, but Sorgan fought with that mental error, just letting the ball, touching it right before it went out of bounds and then letting it go out of bounds. So underneath out of bounds play for Harlan County.
Foul shot good. 37 points tonight for Noah. He had 35 the other night. 64-62. Campbell County led by 16 in the second half twice. Harlan County fighting back. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Jackson on the UK symbol goes right. Hands it off on a pass to Weinfeld, back to Jackson. 1:55 to go. Campbell County by 2 and the ball. Minute 50. And off to Sorgan Fry, who has 17. Hot shooter tonight. Still taking air out of the ball. Sorgan Fry. Who do you foul? If anybody. There's the foul on Noah on the reach.
Let Jackson go to the line.
Third foul on Noah. Let's check Jackson's totals. Knock the guy you want to foul. 81% shooter. Weinels, a 60% shooter. So they fouled the highest percentage guy on the team. Toss one, 3-point game. Went for the steal, but probably not what you wanted there. Well, 65-62. Make it a 2-possession game. Jackson. Swish. Boy, he's been good tonight. 10.
Big shots by Jackson.
Down by 4, minute 36 to go. Here comes Huff. Huff works left. Go to bounce. Goes to Napier. Up to Noah. Step back three. Buried it. 40.
Even looking up at the official wanting the foul called for the 4-point play.
It's a 1-point game. 66-65. 1:16 to go. We could not ask for anything more. And Jackson is fouled again. Why are you fouling?
Well, I understand. Yeah, you're right. But you know what? With the firepower of Noah on the other team, if you're going to trade free throws for three-pointers, eventually you're going to win the game. But Noah's got to continue to hit. He passed up 2 threes to take that fadeaway three that he wound up drilling down here on the other side.
And Jackson drills the foul shot.
I do agree with you, though. If you're Harlan, look down on that stat sheet, find out who the right person to foul is.
Try to force him to give up the ball to somebody else. One more and make it a 3-point game. He's been money 4-for-4, and that's what they did last night. When Newport got it down to 1 twice in the last minute of the game, they hit back-to-back foul shots. We're down to a 3-point game, and the clock is down to a minute 12. Campbell Kelly still ahead. This Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. It salutes Larry Pee-wee Gum of Greene County, Gum coached baseball for 44 seasons, and was Kentucky's first coach to win 1,000 baseball games. He is a member of the National High School Athletic Association Coaches Hall of Fame. Roberts Insurance congratulates Pee-wee Gum, a 2024 inductee into the Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame.
12th most points. He's tied, Noah, with 40 right now. 42 with getting tied. It's 68-65. Carl Nathie has been sticking his ear in huddles. What did you get for us, Carl?
All right, this is the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. And Campbell County's coach, very impressive, Brent Sauter. He stays calm, he's firm, authoritative, yet he's saying to his team, it's almost like reverse psychology, the pressure's on them, not you. So he's trying to calm his team down. They do lead by three, but boy, I'll tell you what, with Noah and company, Harlan County's in the ballgame.
Noah, 15 of 22, 6 of 9, 40, 4 of 4 for the foul line, 40 points. If he gets two more, he would get to a tie for 12th all time. It'll be their ball down three as they play the get a three and trade for two. Here we go. Most points of the game, King Kelly Coleman with 68. Here's Noah. Ball tipped away. Noah got it back and he's fouled.
Not the guy Campbell County wants to foul.
They were trying to go for the steal, didn't get it. You see, shots for Noah.
Campbell County came out of that timeout. They were picking up full court, but kind of in a loose ball. Man, but as soon as the ball got close to half court, they went into what looked like a 1-2-2, trapping the corner.
Foul shot good. One more for Noah. He's at 41 tonight. He had 35 the other night. Headed for South Carolina. Not thinking about that right now. Down to a two-point game. Campbell County, 68-66, exactly a minute to go. Second one no good. He left the foul line early.
He thought he missed it. And you can tell the moment he let that ball go, he thought he missed it, and he immediately crossed the foul line to try to go fix his what he thought was an error. The ball wound up going in, and he negated one of his own points.
And that hurts because they could get with a foul back to a two-possession game. I saw that, you saw it, and most importantly, the official. Going for the crap, didn't get it. Jackson gets it on up ahead. They'll circle away to a 78% shooter, Fancher. And they got the foul out on a 50% shooter. They got the right guy in Nathan Smith right before he gave up the ball. He's 28 of 56 in the year. 51.1 to go, and his team up two. Smith, a senior, front rim and over. They're up by three. After Noah went over the foul line to keep his point total to 41 on the violation. To make it a two-possession game, no. Rebound Noah. Here we go. 49 seconds to go. Huff off to Noah. Three for the tie. Yes!
Did you doubt that was going in?
69 all. Are you kidding me? On a 44-point game from Noah. Now, do they hold for the last shot? How does Harlan play it? Crowd comes to its feet. Thousands in here at Rupp. Here's Jackson, 22 to play. Jackson standing on the UK block. Noah gives him a little bit of length. 16 on the clock.
Whenever they go, they need to go around 8. 8 seconds.
Here comes Jackson at 10. Works his way to the right. Driving. Get it off to Sorgan Fry. Missed the three. No, the rebound. 4 seconds to go. From half court. No. Let's play overtime. It's Trent Noah's night.
I've not been here for every game in this tournament, but it's the first time I've seen the entire lower bowl of Rupp Arena in this tournament. Everybody standing on their feet to watch those last two possessions.
Overtime next. As we go to break, 69 all. On the Morgan to Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Rowan County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
Off to overtime we go, tied at 69, and with 44 points, Trent Noah has tied Ron King from Louisville Central for the eighth most. He passed Dan Lange at Marshall County, who had 43. Jeff Lamp, the great player at Ballard, on to Virginia, and Russ Chadwell of Clay County. And yes, Richie had 51 in a game, second most. Kelly Coleman had 68 in a game and 50. Linville Puckett had 47. Robert Brooks, Madison High at Richmond, and the great Manuel Forrest had 47. Here we go.
The chance Richie's record might fall today.
4 minute overtime. Huff, low to Noah. Backing out high to Cottrell, and he threw it away. Way too much great Poupon mustard on that pass, and it went off the hands of J.C. Carter. Nobody could catch that one.
Now, this is interesting to me. Harlan County got back in this game, outscored Campbell County 25-14 in that fourth quarter by picking them up in a full-court press, and now we're in overtime. Granted, tie game, but they're going to go back to what looks like their 1-2-2 zone.
Last time they were ahead was 20-19. Can they get to the front? 3.5 to go.
I'll correct that. They're in a man-to-man, Harlan County is.
Here is Johnson, Cole Johnson, left side baseline, Smith through the baseline, off to the right to Jackson. Jackson wheels it off to the left, drive to the goal by Johnson. Did he walk? Yes.
He did.
Turnover.
Well, so even then, not without that full court pressure, just the frenetic pace that Harlan County's forced Campbell County into continues to cause turnovers.
You believe we get paid to do this? 69 all. Here we go. Trent Noah with 44. Cottrell will shoot the three. Got it!
Cottrell with that big turnover mistake in the first possession in overtime. Didn't hang his head and made up for it right there with the three.
Black Bears lead 72-69. They don't want to go home. Their student section roaring and this crowd in disbelief. Let's go to Carl Nathan.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. And Greg and Cameron, an important stat here. When the game ended as far as regulation time, Campbell County had three timeouts. Harlan County was down to one. When you go to the four-minute overtime period, each team is granted one additional full timeout. As a result, Campbell County had four, now three timeouts to work with, and two left for Harlan County. The momentum definitely in Harlan County's favor at this point.
This is the 85th overtime game in the 106-year history of the tournament. We had none last year. We had two in 2022, including a two-overtime game won by GRC when they won the tournament. They beat Lincoln County 54-51. Down three. Three ball long for Sorgan Fry, but they got the offensive rebound. Now Smith coming left, Jackson, and off to Fancher. Back to Jackson, 2:35 to go in OT. Jackson one-hands it corner right. Smith, Jackson straight away, looks over to his head coach. Pressure mounting, 2:22 to go. First deficit since early in the game. Almost a steal, but they got it back. Out on the wing right to Smith, to the wing left, Jackson. Passes up a three. Almost stolen, stolen. Stolen by Cottrell at half court. And a timeout to the head coach, the coach whose dad was a coach in this tournament, and Mike Jones to Kyle Jones. Cottrell, the hero right now in overtime with a three and a steal.
He started this overtime with a terrible pass that immediately turned the ball over after Harlan County got possession on the tip and then made up for it two times in a row. Big three and then a big steal right there. And then the smart call by Harlan County. Let's get a timeout, get resettled, figure out what we're going to do this last 2:05 with a three-point lead.
I know you weren't around in 1928, but the most overtimes ever in a state tournament game was that scintillating Ashland 13-11 win over Carr Creek, four overtimes.
I'm going to assume it was tied at 4-4 in overtime, then 6-6 in overtime, 8-8 in overtime.
96 years ago, three overtime games, maybe one of the greatest games ever. Henry Clay, 35, Carlisle County, 33, 1983 in triple overtime. We had a Pikeville win over John Harden in 2018 in the opening round that went triple. This one in single overtime. And back to Huff. It has been the Trent Noah Show for the second game in a row. 44 tonight. Minute 58, under two. Noah hit the three to send it to OT. Noah motors his way left, backs it away. Out high to his cousin Huff, trying to write a storybook on the biggest stage. Minute 44 to go. They lead 72-69. And the only field goal by Cottrell. 59 of their 72 scored by Huff and Noah. Now they foul, and it's going to be on Xavier Fancher. Huff is 3-4 from the foul line. But let's see what he does here. He's a 73% shooter on the year. Harlan County, 12-15 tonight. And they lead by three with a minute 34 to go, make it four.
As much as Huff has struggled from the field, 6-15, 0-4 from the three-point line, he stepped up with big things on the line, made that one pure.
It's the biggest lead of the night. They hadn't led since the first quarter.
And it's a two-possession game now.
It's actually early in the second quarter, and now it's five. They've scored all five. Huff has 17. Minute 32 to go. A miraculous comeback in the fourth quarter when they outscored him by nine. Out of the corner, hits the side of the backboard. Two big misses after a great second half by Sorgen Frye. And it's been a 30-14 run since the start of the fourth quarter, and it has gotten away from Campbell County.
And again, all of it going back to what changed is when Harlan County went to that full court pressure, there were some turnovers early. Campbell County made the adjustments, but then they started kind of forcing shots that they hadn't forced that I've seen in two games up until that point, enabling Harlan County to get back in this game and now be able to take a four-point lead and possibly make it six.
Here's the first of two, front rim and over, and down for Brody Napier, the six-foot junior reserve, his first point. 75-69, Harlan County. They've outscored him now 7-0 in overtime. Minute 20 to make it up after giving up a 16-point lead in the second half. The lefty from three off. They've gone cold. They haven't had a field goal in a long time. Off the miss by Fancher. Rebound Harlan County. And listen to the Black Bear crowd down in the end zone behind the bucket where they'll go to score.
Campbell County was up 16 points in the third quarter. Harlan County comes back, forces overtime, and has now outscored Campbell County 7-0 in the OT with a minute 9 left to go.
They were up 50-34 since then. They have been outscored, quick math, 42-19. And a foul shot good by Noah. Or I'm sorry, by Huff. How about Huff? He has 18. Noah has 44.
And between the two of them,
72.
Only one missed foul shot.
One more. Can't count sometimes. Second was good as well by Huff. And it is 78-69. Deep three. No good again, Jackson.
This game just turned around in a hurry.
Well, once they had it in their grasp and got away, and Noah, a record performance in a lad to it. He sits at 44 tonight. He's gone from number four past Charlie Osborne to number three all-time in scoring. How about this? We are 58.4 seconds away from having a Final Four with the number one and number three all-time scorers in the state of Kentucky in basketball. And Noah hit it. He has 45. One more, and he'll tie Don Ringstaff of Livingston Central for seventh all-time in points that he has.
Unbelievable for Noah.
Three of the other way and another miss. by Sorgan Frye. They have missed shot after shot after shot. They've been outscored 11-0 here in the overtime.
That's another rebound by Noah. He's going to get two more foul shots down here. Take this 46-point game to 48. And if he so happens to get three more after that, I believe that ties Richie Farmer for second all-time in a single Sweet 16 game.
Three players have 47. Linville Puckett, Robert Brooks, who was a Mr. Basketball for Madison High, and the great Manuel Forrest, who played at Moore. There's one. He's at 47. He'll be fourth all-time in a single game in points. He's moved to third all-time in scoring in state history. We're calling history. He hit it. 13-0 in overtime. The Black Bears come out of their den, and they're going to win it. And the first points on a step-through layup scoop. Goodbye, Franzen. It's 82-71. Huff in backcourt to forecourt. They chase. Huff gives it up. He'll draw the foul. Hey, you're supposed to go over and give it to your cousin.
But it wouldn't have been a bad call. But Huff has only missed one foul shot tonight as well. He's 7 of 8. Noah's 9 of 9. And how about this as far as three-pointers? As a team, Harlan County 8 of 20. Noah 7 of 10. 70%. He's all but one of Harlan County's three-point shots.
Hey, gave it over to your cousin. He may be able to get Richie Farmer's record of 51. Huff hits it.
You and I know that. I doubt either of those two guys on the court are aware of that right now.
How about Huff in the second half? He had 7 at halftime. He was kind of forcing things.
He was.
In the first half. I've seen a lot of games turn around in a heartbeat, but since the start of the fourth quarter, a 39-16 blitzkrieg by the Harlan County Black Bears. Empty the county and come on down to Lexington. Missed the second, got his own rebound and put it back. Huff fist go in the air for the head coach. As Kyle Jones knows, he's in the semis. Here's with 22 seconds to go at Jackson 3. They've missed three after three after three. Here down the stretch, no foul. And they'll go on up to Huff in the back of the way. The Black Bears have come off the mat, and they're marching to the semifinals in the overtime win that set records. And Trent Noah showing the crowd and getting a standing ovation.
Unbelievable.
Big smile. He gets a hug from a teammate.
48 points for Noah. But let's go back to Huff. Huff struggled in the first half, but almost pulled out a triple-double in this game with 22 points, 8 of 10 from the foul line, 9 boards, and 7 assists.
Meanwhile, in overtime, 0 for 6 from 3, and they just could not hit threes down the stretch. Two players in the Sweet 16 history have scored more points, Richie Farmer and King Kelly. Good company.
I've heard of them both. Two different eras, two amazing players.
Who's our player of the game, Carl?
Oh, gosh.
There's no doubt about that. He goes to number three all-time in scoring, and he's going to run down Trent Noah. Carl?
All right. And just want to inform this young man that only King Kelly Coleman and Richie Farmer, he's waving to the crowd in the end zone, the Harlan County faithful. Only King Kelly Coleman and Richie Farmer have scored more points in a state tournament game than you had tonight. You have 48 points, 9 rebounds. What about it? You were feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking the good Lord above the ball was going in tonight. But my teammates, I mean, they're exceptional. They're so good to play with. They trust me. They put me in the right position to make shots and stuff, but it's awesome to come out of here, come out of that game with the win. I don't really have words for it.
Less than 3 minutes left in the third quarter, you guys were down 16. What was the feeling, and how did you come back? How did you get the belief that you could do it?
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta keep faith the whole game. It's a long game, and they were hitting shots early. We knew whenever we started knocking down some shots, the momentum would shift our way, and thankfully it did. And we were just fortunate to come out of here with a win.
You're in the Final Four. I'll let you go after this. What do you do between now and then except rest up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess we'll stick around and watch this next game to see who we have and stuff. But, no, I guess we'll just enjoy it for a few minutes, and then we'll be on to the next one.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. The All-Stater, Trent Noah, 48 points, leading his team, Harlan County, to the comeback overtime win, 85-71 over Campbell County. And that's our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. More to come. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Off to Noah, three for the tie. Yes!
Did you doubt that was going in?
That was the way Trent Noah hit a shot, and he hit a bunch of them tonight. 7 of 10, 16 of 23 overall, and he only has... scored less in a tournament game than two guys. King Kelly Coleman with 68 and 50 and Richie Farmer with 51. A tremendous historical night where he puts 48 on the board and passes Charlie Osborne. He needed 34 to equal him. He's moved into number three all-time behind Travis Perry, who's also in tomorrow's semifinals. And a great legend, King Kelly Coleman from Wayland High School, in the mid-50s. We witnessed something you rarely witnessed here tonight, Cameron Mills.
I wasn't here for King Kelly's game or Richie's game, but to see Noah go off like that, and you didn't miss the 9-for-9 from the foul line. Absolutely incredible. And one last shout-out to Cottrell. He didn't get a lot of points. He had 6 turnovers, but as bad of a game as he might have played up to that overtime, he was the one that got him going in that overtime with big turnovers and big shots.
Yeah, he hit the wing 3. And then he got the steal to make up for a bad pass. And they went on that 13-0 run in overtime, 16-2 in OT, 41-16 from the fourth quarter on. And they win 85-71 to move into the semis. We'll have more when we come back after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
85-71 in overtime. Harlan Kelly and Kyle Jones, in his second year now, 60-10, played for his dad, Mike Jones, at Harlan High School. Mike Jones, a coach for 28 years, and Kyle Jones, no victory bigger than tonight's in overtime.
I can't even describe it. I think we's down 10 with about three minutes to go. These guys right here just said, look, we're good. Let's just keep chipping away. Said, you know, they may get a little tight once the momentum swings. And, you know, they eventually, gosh, they had to start miss. They shot the ball so well. And, you know, we we purposely did some of that because we have not seen Campbell County. They're a Northern Kentucky school, and we got to watch one film and then done a walkthrough in the hotel tonight. So I was really impressed with their ball team. They are very well coached.
It's the head coach of Campbell County, or of, I should say, Harlan County, who defeats Campbell County tonight to move the record to 33-4, get to the semifinals, and they will play the winner of tonight's second game at all Jefferson County matchup between 27-7 Trinity and 30-6 Evangel Christian. We already know Great Crossing and Lyon County in game one tomorrow in the semis at 11, and Campbell County will tip it at 1:30 against a to-be-determined opponent. We talked about the shooting, and you heard Coach Jones talk about how good Campbell County was shooting. Sorgan Fry was red hot. He hit 5 threes. He led them with 17, but he started missing, and so did the rest of the team. They started 22 of 42 from the field. They hit 3 of their last 16 shots and 1 of their last 9. While they were doing that, getting it to overtime with Noah's 48-point game, they did Harlan County 13 of their last 15 field goals, including their last 6 straight, and a total of 70 of the 85 by the Cousins, who live right next to each other and have played since they were little kids down at Harlan County together. And, man, are they ending it on a big note. Noah and Huff combining for 70 of the 85. Meanwhile, let's go to our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game. And guess who it is? It's Huff and Noah together with 9 apiece. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. On the other side, it's going to be a devastating feeling for Campbell County. Had it in their grasp. A pair of 16-point leads in the second half. 17 by the guy who was so hot until late when they wouldn't fall for Sorgan Fry. Brock Sorgan Fry, the senior, closes it out with 17. Jackson with 16. Smith with 12. On the other side, Noah 48. Huff 22 combined. 16 of 23 for Noah. 7 of 10 from 3. 9 of 9 from the foul line. And again, to reiterate, only King Kelly Coleman, twice he had more points in one tournament game. And Richie Farmer, who's second all-time with 51. 48, the fourth most points ever scored in a state tournament game in the 106-year history, and passed Charlie Osborne to number 3 all-time in scoring. It goes Trent Noah. He's now at 3,661 points in his career, and we've got two of the top 4 players in the Final Four. We are writing a storybook addition to this state tournament. We'll wrap it up after this. Campbell County goes down in overtime to Harlan County, 85-71. Glad you were with us here, and we'll continue after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Game that will be talked about for a long time at overtime. The first of the tournament, Harlan County roars from 16 down on the second half. Wins 85-71, a 16-2 overtime domination here at Rupp Arena. Next is Evangel Christian in Trinity. Let's pause. 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com, by the Southland Dairy Farmers, Do You Know the 13 Essential Nutrients in Milk, and by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Cameron Mills offered analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Staubelmeyer, who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score in overtime. Harlan County 85, Campbell County 71. On to the semifinals tomorrow. Go the Black Bears. We say so long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.